even when he was a baby, like my cousin had a baby girl. Once she's wet, 11 months, she's crying. She's uncomfortable.
They're high
my meaning. Son's disgusting ass could walk and live in a shit diaper for 3 days.
My daughters have taught me how high maintenance women are. Like at that age, they want attention. They're happy when they're fed. Like they want to be reassured. All that shit. They're literally Maya, but at 12 months.
God forbid.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to be a trash dad when I have a girl. Oh my God, bro. Sometimes I want to blow my brains out. Well, I have one each. Oh, fuck.
N-W-O. Okay, I'm tripping. All right. Yeah, you good. I don't hear you, cuz. You hear me now?
No, cuz. I still don't hear you, nigga.
Switch. Switch.
You turn the switch on, you high ass nigga?
I mean, it's on or not?
Yours.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
You're the gatekeeper.
Yeah, I'll switch my mic.
All right. Excellent.
I see what you did there.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Let's now you're listening Walulu. To...
She only wants one look. It's blue. Okay.
I put the H on it to emphasize it. Yeah.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, it's the NWO podcast coming to you live and direct as we typically love to do each and every week. Non-GMO.
Nigga.
All natural.
That's
me. Talk your shit.
We some niggas with opinions. 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 Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion. Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga. Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga. Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga. You need opinions, come and get them from these niggas. Get them from these niggas. You need opinion, get them from these niggas. Get them from these niggas. Me, Benny, Rick. And Chris too, hey. And he with the shits too. You little dog like a shih tzu. Shih tzu. Having a good time, hey. We having a hood time, hey. We got Skittles in your bowl. We got shit up in your soul. I got Chris all in this bowl.
I swear.
Weed and liquor in the blender. Sweet like Splendor. Got the bae, she's Belinda. She's a big spender. Thought he was a cousin, but he's not.
I swear, yeah.
He's the brother-in-law.
I swear, yeah.
I'll knock your others in their job. That's reach. But I'll still teach. If preachers preach and moochers leech. And rape is rape. Okay, I'm done. That's the line right there. That's the line. It's just weird how things like that come out of me. What does that say about my soul?
It's dirty. It's filthy. It's done.
It's dark. It's damned.
What does that say about
that's
soul?
What it says. That's what it says about your soul.
You're halfway to hell already.
It's damned.
You're halfway to hell.
You should probably drink holy water.
Yeah, man.
Pussy juice is his holy water.
Ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the NWO podcast coming to you live and direct each and every week, every Tuesday on every streaming platform available. I'm 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in all buffoonery. Plus,
yo,
Ricky the Prince,
yo,
Vegan Trap Lord,
gang.
And we also have his family, his brother-in-law in the building. Introduce yourself, man.
Yeah, it's Isaac repping New York City, bro. What's good?
Hey.
What part?
What part?
Yeah.
Well, actually, let me not say.
Tell him where you really from. Don't lie.
I'm not. No, okay.
Because
okay.
That's why you got a G check, nigga.
Tell him where. This is a safe place.
Okay. He's a Long Island nigga. That's why you got a G check, nigga
from Albany.
you got a G check, niggas, bro.
Oh, okay.
You might be from the Miramar of New York. Let me see.
I'm from like the I say this. All right. So you know where when you make it out the hood, and you just say, all right, I got money, let me make it, you know, to the good parts of New York.
Oh, so your parents did their job?
Yeah.
Great. fucking great. Yeah, yeah. They did what they were supposed to do. They Huxtabled up. Fucking.
I know because Crystal calls this nigga Christopher. She don't call him Chris. Christopher, your friends are here with niggas. He's on again.
The only Christopher recognizes Wallace.
She uses all the syllables of the name.
You remind me of my homeboy named Sam. He's around the same age, well-spoken, respectful, good kid.
Do you dance? But see, I don't think New York niggas do that.
No.
No, New York niggas do that shit. They do that shit.
You're definitely saying.
Yo, y'all ever seen, you know that new song Dior, right? By Pop Smoke.
Yeah.
That shit is going wild in New York right now.
Pop Smoke goes crazy.
No, it's a raw song. At first, I didn't like it. It took me to hear it like in a Wynwood setting. I was like, "Oh, this shit goes crazy."
I thought the nigga sounded like what's the nigga?
It's his voice.
He sounds ridiculous. He sounds like Barney Rubble to me.
Yeah, it's his voice.
The last person I was thinking of. Oh,
Yo, baby, welcome to the party. Yeah. I'm all the money in San Diego. That's why I'm over. But when I heard that shit, I heard that shit in Brooklyn.
I'm sure.
And these niggas begin doing this.
Yeah.
Doing this poker shit.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. The shit really went off. Like, I guess hearing a song in a club when everybody's going crazy, it's a different vibe.
So I also want to take this time to point out another very, very special guest we have on the podcast tonight.
Valulu.
Hey, we got Valinda in the building.
Hello, that's me.
Damn near, I want to say she's a high sergeant in the nigga Navy.
She really
no,
is.
No, she's high ranking she really sergeant.
Is. I want a damn medal.
No, she is.
She's a high ranking
nigga. No, real talk.
Okay. If there's anybody to hold us down,
some shit got to go through her.
Yeah.
It really do at this point. At this point, some shit got to go through her.
No, Valinda got put on the podcast and she never looked back after. Like, we drop an episode, she's chatting with others. Yeah, on minute 39, second 27 of the podcast.
Full episode breakdowns.
Yeah.
I love it. I ain't gonna lie.
She actually bought the first ticket of our Christmas party that we had.
So.
You're a real nigga.
Still had to pay full price.
Hey, relax.
We have a surprise for you, okay? Brother Hassan's actually coming through that door. Brother Hassan, come on out.
Brother Hassan. There he is. Fuck the crackers.
Fuck you.
So if you guys don't know, Valinda's a very, 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 very big fan of the podcast. She's family. She's not too fond of Brother Hassan, and it's hilarious when he comes on because she lets us have it.
Would you be willing to air your gripes with him, or do you just want to move on?
My issue. Okay, so
let it out.
To preface this, I am a mom of two biracial children. I have a boy and a girl. They're perfect. My only beef is just everything you say comes from bitterness and negativity. Like somebody literally came to you and smacked you in the face. Like the white man came to you personally. There's a better way of spreading your message. It doesn't always have to be about hate. That's my only thing. And to completely disregard an entire religion, that's a little ignorant. That's a little disrespectful, but.
Okay, yeah. So the views on Jesus weren't okay.
That you don't have to believe in God. That's between you and whatever ancestor you want to believe in. But don't say fuck Christianity. Fuck that Christian shit. Like, what is that? Come on. You're an adult. That's my thing.
But sometimes you feel like fuck that Christian shit.
Disrespect.
I'm just saying, sometimes you feel like fuck that Christian shit.
Yeah, because the thing is, both Christianity and white people have hurt people. So therefore, when people say fuck them,
so is there anything at all that you agreed with him on, or anything that you can accept or tolerate?
Remarkable question, I think, Ben.
I don't know anything specifically, but I will say the second episode that he was on was less infuriating than the first.
Yeah, because we took control of that episode.
Yeah,
we got Ashley the fuck out of here.
And I hope love Ashley so much.
And I hope she never returns.
I love her. Please have her back. It's her. It's okay. This is the other one.
I mean, Maya's not too fond of him either because every time I get a chance and she pisses me off, I say, first of all, according to Brother Hassan, you're not black.
You're not even black. I don't know why I'm doing this.
You want to get stabbed.
Yeah. Just because your words are Jamaican, you think you use the black card? No, sister. Brother Hassan told me. Okay. She hates that shit.
All right. Let's
Wait. Just one more funny thing. I'm sorry. Sure. Okay. When I was on YouTube the other day, dog, and I'm not sure how his video popped up, but the title of his last video was "This Is Why I Blame White People for Everything." And that shit tickled the fuck out of me. I'm sorry. This nigga does not let up.
Just everything.
Did you see his Instagram after of Diddy's 50th birthday party? He started posting all the niggas in the party that were dating white women. Oh my God. He was on a crusade.
No, but bro. And like, here's the thing. The shit sounds outrageous, but I wish so much of it didn't make so much sense. Because sometimes I begin to feel like an extremist.
So you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. Ever since talking to Brother Hassan, there are certain things that I never looked at, I kind of questioned. Now, out of the blue, because of some of the shit he said, that made sense. I don't agree with everything he said, you know what I'm saying? Like, because of course, not my, you know what I'm saying? But there's some certain things that he said, that even with my religion, there's a lot of things he said. I'm like, all right, I never looked at it that way. Or there's things in you know, how I looked at white people just kind of made me like, damn, I never looked at it that way.
The funniest thing to me is when a dude dating a white woman sees him.
Yeah.
Because, like, the nigga walk is different as if he would let the bitch hand go. Like, hey, bro, do what you want to do, brother. Yeah. Do what you want to do, brother. I'm not here to make you feel uncomfortable.
The most profound thing that he ever said to me and that I saw and I see it is when he said, he came on here, he said, the crackers love me. As much shit I say about the crackers, they love me. It's the black people that hate me. Lo and behold, we got on Twitter. All the black people had some shit to say. Crackers was tweeting us, this Brother Hassan guy, I'd love to be his friend. I mean, I'd love to talk to this guy. I mean, this guy is absolutely amazing. And black people are like, fuck that guy, he's brutal. I don't fucking want to fuck with him. Don't ever have him back again.
No, all those fuck white people are trying to prove a point.
Look how tolerant I am. Ass. I could befriend him too, because yeah. I'm this tolerant.
Yeah. I like Brother Hassan. He's a good dude.
Yeah. Let's start with the young man, Isaac. This is very interesting to me.
Don't let him disrespect you.
Does being in a relationship automatically mean no more condoms?
Wait, hold on. Have you ever had sex before?
That's why he's
wow. Talking wow. shit. Talking so shit, I'm from bro. New York. I'm representing
you. You see how much New York he got just now? You're going to tell me
you ever had sex before.
Like, actually, if you had sex before, I don't know what that had to do with New York. That's the most New York shit ever. That's the most New York shit ever. Actually, you had sex and you mentioned your state. Right. You mentioned your borough. I don't know what the fuck that had to do with anything.
That's some of the most New York.
That's the most New York shit I've ever seen. Don't stop. Don't Timberland stop me, my friend. That's a question.
All right. So then, once you engage in a relationship, are you still using the rubber ducky?
Okay. My philosophy is
rubber ducky. You're the one.
We still calling it that?
You make bath time lots of fun.
I remember this. This yellow duck.
I had to get that song off.
Oh my, yeah, but basically, once you started that relationship with somebody, if you feel that comfortable, there's no reason to have it. I don't think so.
So, once you start and you're in a relationship and you uncondom, then you're just uncondoming. You're free.
Yes.
Okay, no, that's fine. Don't say like you're guessing.
No. I had to think about it for a second. But look, that's the New York thing. You got to guess. You got to have that guess face, you know?
Yes, man. Okay. Valinda, my dear, does being in a relationship, a serious relationship, mean that the rubber duckies come off and the fluids exchange?
I don't know from experience because I'm a virgin, but...
With two kids. Go for it. Go crazy.
I mean, they're adopted.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
I'm going to say...
He lied!
I'm going to say... Yeah. It's the 21st century. Yeah, take them off.
Wow. I'm excited about the rest of the table then. I thought this was going to be our corner of difficulty. If you two niggas are taking the rubbers off, and I know these freaks.
If you're not waiting till marriage, then just go ahead. Just
go cry. You know what?
Do it, enjoy it.
Ben, do the rubbers come off when relationships come on?
Whoa. Let me interject real quick. If you cannot physically pull out for whatever dumb reason you can't pull out, don't take that off.
Did you
Please
say
don't
dumb,
take
that. Did you say dumb reason? Have you never felt good pussy? this guy say dumb reason?
My friend, you have not heard the good news yet.
did you just blaspheme this podcast and say dumb reason? The foundation of this podcast is good pussy. And my friend, I fallen victim
we
to
we got
it.
Here because
without good pussy, there would be no podcast. Because
our fathers, they couldn't reject it.
They fell prey.
They fell prey.
Let me tell you something, my brother.
Oh, I have a
that
lot
mid
to learn.
That you're fucking, that mid, you better get you some high grade, brother.
That's so funny. You niggas are ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Wait, do you remember good pussy at 18?
Come on, hell no.
Ben? No. Isaac, wait till you see the pussy on the horizon.
Oh, there's more to come.
Oh,
what?
Oh my God, right
hey,
here.
Wait.
Oh my God, you come to the right place, my brother.
The question was so innocent.
What is it?
Oh, there's more to come.
Oh my God, there's more to come?
Can we put that in as the episode title?
More. Listen. Double entendre. Yes, there is more to come.
Amen.
Some of them have been doing this for so long that they become psychic. Like, some girls are good at what they do. Others are perfect. You know what I mean? Like, you're just going to... You're going to find a demon that comes there and does everything. They're fucking... Because there aren't too many 18-year-old demons that haven't been fucking more than 3 years, most of them.
Now, here's the key. You're 18 now. I want to say when you're about 22, 23, you're gonna find a snapper. The key is... She's gonna change her life, but you can't fall in love with her. You just
can't
do it. Her job is to put you on game.
These next 5 years,
yes,
are the best dick years of your life.
Of your fucking life.
You're gonna just know that you will never have dick like this again.
Wait, whoa.
We don't make the rules. We're telling you from experience.
Whoa. You sure about this?
Listen.
Next 5 years
listen
of
to us.
Your life.
Yes.
From 18 to 23.
Five to seven.
To 18 to 25.
Okay. Well, yeah,
are the best dickle years of your life.
You're not going to fuck the way you fuck in the next 7 years the way
because
anything after that. It's not going to be close.
It's like an NFL career.
Yes.
After 25, your method gets better, but your sheer strength.
Yeah.
Your brute strength.
Because in those years, you're fucking to prove something. When you get to about 25, 26, you know yourself, you know your worth, you know what you bring to the table, you know your peak. You're like, eh.
Well, I was only saying that to say this. Don't squander it in a relationship. Okay? If you have a girlfriend. No. Let her go.
No, real shit.
Get her the fuck
because
out of
you're not going to marry her.
Because
you're not going to marry
anyone,
bro.
Too much dick for one person.
Too
get her
much.
The fuck out of there.
Bro, listen. Listen to me. Fuck. Use your dick. You don't let that dick go to waste. Use it, bro. Like,
dick still, go to use, still use a condom. But.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you want, man.
Wait, what's the protocol on that? Do I just continue to use it until I find the right one?
Yeah, whatever the movies tell you. But what I'm telling you is this. Use your dick.
Use a condom well up until you find somebody who you say...
You can trust.
If I make a mistake and get this bitch pregnant, she won't ruin my life.
She won't ruin my life. That's the key.
Okay? If for some reason... I make an error. At least I know that she won't try to ruin my fucking life.
Exactly.
If you can't trust this insane, unstable bitch,
do not fuck her up.
Not to ruin your life.
Don't fuck her up.
Don't bother.
Don't fuck her up.
Don't you bother.
Heard you. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, because I never want to be in a place where I'm taking a fucking paternity test.
Oh,
like for real.
That has to be god awful.
Could you imagine?
Me?
Waiting to find out your fate?
You the mean, ghetto.
You and two other dum-dums.
Oh, fuck
and not
that.
On Murray?
Fuck that.
Just in real life? Not
like
on TV?
Paternity test?
What are they paying those niggas to embarrass themselves like that?
Yeah, come on. I mean, there has to be paid actors.
Because if I
that can't be real.
If me and three other niggas fuck the moose, I'm trying to... How much can you pay me to release that footage?
Come on. There's no way in hell. I'm not coming on that shit.
$2,500.
The money that I want, they ain't trying to pay.
Yeah, I'm going to ask for a ridiculous amount of money.
I want 7 steezies at least.
You're getting 25.
Because let's
I don't need that 25. Let's be honest.
You're getting 2500 and a free hotel for the weekend.
And all those bitches on that show are like trailer tractor hosts. Like, I don't want you to begin with. You think I'm going to be seen on fucking national TV, like, trying to see if you're the
you can make $2,500 in 2 months of Walmart. That's real. That's not it. Come on.
I'm sorry.
You give me seven, but you know, all right. Yeah. I'll embarrass myself.
You ain't getting seven.
Seven's too much,
not
right?
For Jerry Springer.
Yeah. They never give you seven.
They barely giving Jerry seven.
Not wrong.
Bitcher, does a relationship mean no more rubber duckies?
Absolutely. What the fuck are we here for?
Do you remember when you made that transition with Maya?
I do.
At what point did it happen?
She didn't know.
Excellent.
Bravo. What happened?
Excellent.
Bravo.
I keep it 100.
Excellent.
She didn't know.
Beautiful.
I don't have anything to say. That was just that copy.
I made a decision. I said to myself, "All right, I'm done robbing myself of this great vagina. I want to enjoy all of it. So what I'm gonna do here is I'm gonna make her think, but I'm not.
Okay, but is it true that y'all really can't tell when that shit comes off?
I mean, I didn't buy it for a second.
Go ahead. There's
she enjoyed it way too much. That night was too enjoyable.
You don't feel this real meat up inside of you?
Come on.
You're looking at me as you're asking this, but as I said before, I'm a virgin. So.
Oh, please. So you're gifted those beautiful children.
They were just, please.
Then the fucking three wives.
Okay, guys, Valinda listened to every episode we've had six times each. She be busting that shit wide open. Come on. Let's be real.
If you actually know me in real life, you know wide that's not open. True.
She's not busting it open.
At all.
Wide open.
Not at all.
Ben, did I ask you already? Yes, it's a relationship. Mean no. What did you say?
Nothing.
Hold on. Are niggas in relationships having condoms? It's like, for real? Like, that's your girlfriend and you're like putting on a condom?
Well, I mean, they
some,
are.
Like,
they
some are. Women pull the
that sucks.
Pull the birth control makes me sick card. Fucking lazy bitches.
Yes.
So...
Can we start that debate?
Do you want, let's go crazy.
All right.
Let's go crazy. Let's go to Ben.
That's a lambskin.
What?
Lambskin condom.
Lambskin condom.
Get the fuck out of here.
I can only use the ones that are lambskin.
Oh, so that's what you use? Lambskin condoms?
I'm vegan.
Who's she?
Vegan condoms.
No.
I mean lambskin condoms.
This is something that I've heard in the past.
Okay. So what's your girlfriend? Are you using? Would you use a condom or would you not?
No, I mean it. Now, don't get me wrong. I am definitely Captain Condom. I've only like broken into this lifestyle for real, recently.
I'm telling you,
that's y'all know
because I'm just paranoid. I'm paranoid.
Rightfully so.
I don't
like you. It got to be a long term situation, bro. It can't just be okay, we official now. Let's take the condom off, bro.
I mean,
like these hoes be out here fucking too. So let's be honest. Like,
these niggas fucking somebody.
Nigga, STDs is for real, bro.
Listen, man, if I wife you up, you're not getting no condom dick from me. I'm sorry, baby. That shit's out the window.
You talking about first week.
First week of what?
Let's go steady. All right, take that shit off.
Right now.
Well,
let's go.
I don't know if you just met me, but if you're my girlfriend, we were fucking before you became my girlfriend.
Of course.
So,
but I'm saying.
When you become my girlfriend, the condom goes out the window, baby. That's Ricky, it. It's over.
Ricky is one of them niggas. Okay, if the girl asks you, okay, I want to take this to the next level. I want us to be exclusive. And then you come back at her saying, I want to take this to the next level. Okay, ain't no more condoms, bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And you agree to these terms.
Yeah. Aren't we allergic to those? That's what I say. You can always get away with it by telling a woman that because they don't know. They, babe, I think you're allergic to latex. Oh, I think so. I think I am. They all fall for that. They all fall for
latex
free.
Yeah, exactly.
Get on Amazon Prime.
I mean, it's your
is he
virgin?
I have a lot of cousins.
She knows.
No, please,
relax.
Please.
No. You're doing a special amount of fucking if you get your condoms from Amazon Prime.
For real?
Come on.
Nah. you're a fucking connoisseur. Because you need them today. Come on, trying to go nowhere.
Discount. You can't pay full price.
Man, she on Prime getting them condoms.
You ain't the average consumer. I'm on to you, goddammit.
I don't get my condoms from the fucking gas station. I get my shit from fucking Amazon Prime.
Walgreens,
front
ew.
Door delivery.
Nobody has to see it.
Wow. Yeah, but if birth control isn't an option, I mean, because that's the thing. Like, I'm more afraid of a baby than STD. So it's like, if you're trying to run from children, pull out is not a safe method.
I had my first child at 31. So yeah, I'm that guy. I ain't no kid. I ain't fucking putting no baby in no motherfucking random girl. But like I said, if you're my girl, you're my girl. Like, I know in that situation, if I get you pregnant, I'm okay with having a child with you. If that happens to be the case.
God forbid, huh?
God forbid. God forbid.
God forbid.
God fucking forbid.
Jeez, Louis.
Can you imagine?
Nigga, I had to be asked to not bring a fucking Jimmy Cap to the party. I had to be asked.
Could you leave that shit off? You're probably over there fidgeting. In a minute.
I've never been asked that, but
I had to be asked.
Yeah,
that's how paranoid I was. Like, nah.
So Valinda brought up something very interesting. Let's have the debate. I forgot what the debate was, but I want to have it.
Birth control is cancer.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Here comes Sister Hassan.
Okay. I'm not. Don't you ever in your life compare me to that nigga. Don't you do that.
I'm on Valinda's side.
Of course you are, because you won 1,000 kids.
So then we won.
You're fucking breeder over there.
Fucking breeder. Poor Crystal.
No, but seriously, with birth control, just speaking from personal experience, that it ruins your body completely. Like, pregnancy is bad, but I would take a child over having to be on birth control again.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Go. We can continue the conversation, but okay. Uh-huh. So let's say you're dating this guy. Clearly you're not going to be on birth control. And he says to you, you guys have been dating now 3 years. He's like, yeah, you know how I feel about you. I love you so much. But babe, I'm tired of these fucking condoms.
Okay.
You're okay with?
Natural family planning. Have an app. Have a thermometer. Okay. You know when you're ovulating.
Thermometer.
If you get pregnant, you have to try to get pregnant to get pregnant.
There are also natural birth controls too, you know.
There are some girls you breathe on and they're pregnant.
You got moringa seeds. If you know about moringa seeds.
Moringa seeds.
What that is.
Work as a natural birth control. Google it.
Moringa seeds.
Moringa seeds.
Please let me know what that is.
Moringa seeds.
Papaya seeds. If you want to pop in these holes and don't get them pregnant, bro, papaya seeds. Make sure you eat the papaya seed.
The men eat it?
Really?
Wait, who eats
it? Kills the cum?
It doesn't kill the sperm, but it works.
Cum killer. I like that title. Cum killer.
It kind of works to make sperm lazy, you know what I'm saying?
It's naturally. Weed for sperm. That's crazy.
Crazy as fuck.
Is it weed for sperm?
Nah, not at all. All
right, man, because, you know, they say that birth control about to hit the block where you shoot a nigga in the scrotum for 12 years and no kids.
Y'all by yourself. No. I don't trust that podcast. I don't already.
All right.
If you take an injection to the balls, God be with you.
Next thing you know, your dick start looking like a rat or some shit. It is looking all types of crazy.
Next thing you know, your dick start looking back.
Yeah.
Get your hands off me, nigga.
Don't fucking touch. Your dick start talking. Don't fucking touch me. I don't like being choked. Watch I ain't got to pee.
I know what you here to do.
Hey. I ain't going to beat none of that tonight, nigga.
I want to rest.
Nigga, don't you got work in the morning?
Why you lying to these hoes? Get your hands off my little ass.
Why the fuck is that dick talking so aggressively?
he's erected. He's upset.
Fed up.
You woke him up. when he's soft, he speaks to you with a high calm voice. Hi. When he's erect, he's like,
nigga, you ain't had enough yet.
Get your hands off my neck.
Get your hands out of my pocket, nigga.
This is so stupid.
Oh, shit.
Okay, this is a great question. Richard, what is the best way to approach a friend who is living a lie? A lie could be anything from being on a DL to flexing and flogging to make it seem as if you have more than what you have. Where do you think the best way is to approach a friend who is full of shit?
The best way to approach a friend that's full of shit is to call him out on his shit. Like, just let him know, like, bruh, you really are a gay-ass nigga. Or, like, nigga, you really don't have that shit. or nigga, you lying about smashing these hoes. You know what I'm saying? Because we all had a nigga that lies on girls. Like, I smash her.
Do you do that, like, in person? Do you do that over the phone? Do you do that face? Like,
it depends on the severity of the lie. If it's on some, like... Severity. Yeah, it depends on severity. Like, you know, like, cause you know, you have the niggas in the group chats to be like, "Yo, man, yeah, man, had this model yesterday." And you're like, "Come on, bro, you ain't come on, bro." Like, I'm quick to call the bullshit out. You know, I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't hold my tongue. But if it's on some like, "Were you really embarrassing yourself?" type shit, like, I'm telling you in person, like, "Bro, listen to me. You're doing too much. The streets are talking.
You're making a fool of yourself.
Now you're making me look bad. You need to cut it out. Stop it. I tell them, I just never." I've always been that friend that, like, I tried my best to tell you first before it gets bad to the point where now you're looking crazy. I hate when my friends look crazy. I can't stand it. But I see it first.
Do you think it's like a reflection of you?
It is a reflection of me. And it bothers me because I don't want you looking crazy. I care that much. Like, I can't have you looking crazy, bro. You know that about me. You know, I call everybody on some shit, and I expect the same return. Them niggas call me out all the time. Like, "Rick, you got to start putting socks on your feet. Your feet look crazy. Oh, like, no. Like, you wear a nice shirt and a nice... Like, they tell me all the time. It's like, "Yo, man, I don't give a fuck, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm comfortable in my skin. Leave me alone."
Still.
But I respect the fact that they tell me that I have hideous feet. Like, you're telling me that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. But, like, I do that shit. I'm like, "Yo, y'all boys, y'all niggas, you need to chill on this. You need to chill on that. Like, you look crazy. Like, don't do that. It's a lie. You look crazy. Like, people are gonna start coming at you, so don't do that shit." I don't mind coming at niggas and telling niggas how shit looks.
That shit's tough, though.
It's not easy.
It's
not easy, but...
I'm not gonna lie to you. I have tons of friends living lies, and I'm gonna say a fucking word. I'm gonna let them live their lies.
But do the lies look crazy?
Insane. Insane.
Are they very close to you?
There are some people I see on Instagram, and I can't believe this is you.
That's bullshit. You call me out.
I can't believe this is you. Well, you know what? You're also a person who can take it.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, because I think that essentially is the difference. I'm not here to give anybody news who can't take it. I don't care that much.
True.
Like, if you're going to kill the messenger, fuck you. You'll learn the hard way. Yeah. I'm not going to be a martyr for somebody else's fucking issue. That's stupid.
But that's the thing. Like, I hate the friend that you're close to that just can't take the constructive criticism. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have to combat, like, "Bro, like, I'm not here to argue with you. I'm not here to, like make fun of you. I put you. That's why I came to you in private. Like, I'm telling you this for a reason." Like, I hate that friend. So if you give me that type of energy, never again. I let you hang yourself.
You know me, I'm only saying shit one time.
Yeah, I let you hang yourself. That's how I am. If you give me that type of energy, like, whatever. Fuck it. You got it. You'll find out eventually.
Son of Ben, what is the best way to confront or approach a friend that is clearly living a lie?
Well, via the laws of real nigga neutrality, I would say something like, "Yo, you good?" That's it.
You straight?
You straight. Mm-hmm. Like, what you got going on? And then, I mean, via if a nigga is, if he's hurt or if he's going through something, you ask him that question, he's liable to tell you everything that's going on. Because hurt people want to pour out some way, somehow, to someone. So, I just ask him if he's good.
Let me tell you how
I mean, if I'm really his, like day one, A1, he'll tell me everything regardless.
Let me tell you how Ben's going to come at you. Ben usually waits till he's drunk. Then he comes up to you like this.
Ben loves to clap before his statement.
When he does that shit,
that's a remarkable Ben impression.
I immediately sober up because I know that nigga's about to correct me on some shit. Something happened. He goes like this. "Yo, Ricky, dog, I got to talk to you." He didn't say Rick. He said Ricky. "Yo, Ricky, dog, I got to talk to you." Oh, fuck. It was a tweet I said. It wasn't it. It was too far, wasn't it? And then he'll tell you whatever it was you did, like, "Yo, you need to chill," or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that. And I listen to what he's saying, like, because he again, that's somebody who has the best interest. "Sorry, you're looking crazy. You did something that looks dumb." You know what I'm saying? But I don't take it no type of way. These niggas, all the time. He does it all the time, plus he'll do it all the time, plus he'll scream at me right before I podcast. "Yo, nigga, why you did it?" And I'll maybe argue back, but I know where he's coming from. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't take it to heart because I know at the end of the day, niggas is not trying to have you out here looking crazy. So if you have a friend that's willing to tell you that you fucked up as you're doing some shit that's making you look crazy, you have to listen to what they're saying. But again, if that person doesn't take it right, you gotta let them hang themselves. You have to. You have to.
And again, I can kind of piggyback off of what Ricky said earlier. It also depends on the severity of the issue, because there's been plenty of times where I would approach him in that manner that he just outlined, and other times where I would be like, nigga, what the fuck were you thinking?
What the fuck?
What a lot of those thinking? Situations. A lot of those. That's happened a lot.
One comes to mind right now, but what the fuck?
And I usually say to him, I wasn't thinking.
What the fuck? Chris, what is the best way to approach a friend living a lie?
Man, I'd have to say, like, maybe over some drinks or something.
It's usually a good time.
Yeah.
It's usually the best time.
You just kind of want to get into, like, a, I don't know, because it's difficult calling somebody on some shit, especially if they don't feel like you have a good grounds to understand the entirety of their shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a very touchy area to try to get into. So you want to kind of take their defenses down with maybe like a shot or two of Hennessy. Get a nigga relaxed a little
bit. It's actually solid.
A joint or two, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. And just try. If that's your dog, you know how to talk to your dog.
Yeah.
You gotta put a roofie in that nigga drink, bro. You gonna understand this one way or another.
Oh, no, don't do that. That nigga gonna start confessing. You gonna know your dog a whole different type of way. You know?
You need to take that shit to Atlanta, man. What the fuck? I'm trying to roofie in
the roofie your dog for the truth.
That is not it.
Yo, to be honest, you might have never liked you to begin with. You be buying drinks at the club, so I was like, fuck it.
That's funny as fuck. Valulu? What is the best way to approach a friend living a lie?
A female friend living a lie.
I really don't have that many female friends, but I would just...
He lied!
Ben, I'm starting to realize you really are an asshole.
Yeah! Like,
thank you! Thank you!
But I still love it.
It took them 90-something episodes. Fucking episodes.
Jeez, 100 episodes to freak it out. Oh, they going to your ass, nigga. I'm so happy. Fuck.
The jig is up.
The jig is up, motherfucker.
The cat's out of the bag.
The cat's out the motherfucking bag, nigga.
I would just ask them, are you tired? Are you exhausted? Like, having to live that lie, that's got to be draining.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's bars, right? Aren't you exhausted?
If you're not, then
all right,
then continue. Live your life. Do what you got to do. I got kids to take care of.
That's true. That's a good way to put it.
That's all.
Yeah.
Bro, there are niggas that are full-on ballers online, bro.
And you know the hardest thing to come to a nigga about living a lie? That baller shit, whatever. Because whatever, you're going to get caught up regardless, because we know you don't have that. That scare money runs out eventually. Hardest, because I never had to tell one of my niggas, I never forget, it was my one of my cousins actually, and he was in love with a girl who was not in love with him. So I said, bro, you living, I had to tell him he was living a lie, and he did not want to hear this shit, bro. I'm like, bro, she for the streets, bro. Like, he didn't want to hear this shit at all.
Some niggas can't.
And it's just like, it was so frustrating. Like, we got into an argument, come like, bro, I'm gonna tell you this because I love you, dog. This girl is not for you, dog. Like, he could not see that this girl wasn't for him, dog. Like, until she had a baby by the next nigga. He found messages in her phone that she was with another nigga. He found a message in her phone that she had smashed this other nigga. And she was telling her friend how, my shit's so beat up, I'm gonna have to tell my nigga that I can't fuck tomorrow. He found all, you don't believe the message he found in his phone.
He gonna cry in the car.
So I was telling this nigga, like, bro, like, this is not love, bro. Okay,
wait. First of all, bro. Like,
it was bad, bro.
Let me tell
bad.
You something.
That's the one that cut.
Okay. I have fucked somebody's wife before, and she asked that I not
niggas think I be tripping.
Not ripping the shreds.
Like, she asked
niggas
that
I be tripping. Like, she asked, Chris must be traumatized because he just be talking. No, it's really going the fuck on. These bitches is really fucking this nigga, bro.
And then she said, please don't wreck this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, leave it the way you found it, because my husband needs to find the upholstery the same way he left it. Because the last time you left the groove.
Yeah. And so I was explaining to him, I said, listen, that doesn't mean anything. Because at the time, when this was all going, this was like 2012, 2013. So at the time, I was smashing this chick who was engaged. And that was what she was telling me. So I would take this chick to this place, and I would smash her because she was engaged.
Chubby.
So she would always say to me,
Chubby.
She's like, listen, he knows how it is. Da, da, da. Don't go crazy. So I said to myself, if there's women out here that's like, I said, she's literally about to get married to this man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has no idea this is happening.
So I only said that to say that if you're going to cheat, right, and you have no regard for your pussy, where you let the side nigga mash you off.
You
let him ruin the plumbing.
That's what I'm saying.
And tell your boyfriend that there's an out of order sign on your pussy. Is that the game?
I asked him, I said, what made you go through her phone? He said, well, she was going out on this cruise, and she couldn't bring her phone on the cruise. But when I came over that morning, because I wasn't going on the cruise, when I came over that morning, I couldn't smash her. And he's like, she kept giving me all the excuses. I knew something was wrong. He said, I knew something was wrong.
Blood cut.
I was like, okay. So then when he told me a laundry list of stories that he's shady found on her phone, I said, bro, she's not for you. Like, you're living a lie. She's not in love with you. He was mad with me. Like, to this day, already 7-8 years later, still strained. They're not together. She's moved on. He's moved on, but still.
Now he's embarrassed.
I mean, it has to be embarrassment. Like, I tried to save him. Like, bro, you gotta walk away from this shit. He stayed with her. She was a Jamaican chick, and he was not allowed to meet her family because her family don't like Haitian niggas. I said, bro.
He wasn't even the main nigga.
I said, bro, by you staying with her, bro, you're showing how much you don't like yourself.
Someone.
You're someone. There's no self-love for you. I'm telling him all this shit. He's like, dog, you're so confident on Instagram. I don't know how you do. Like, bro, I love myself.
You don't let no motherfucking mother. I don't give a fuck who she is. Haitian man.
Like, if I'm dating you, you tell me you can't meet my parents because of this? Because I'm like, bitch, fuck you.
You a fuck? Strong black Haitian man.
Tell your parents to suck my dick. Nope. What the fuck are we talking? I was getting so angry. Like, what the fuck are you not seeing? She's letting other niggas come in her mouth, and you go the next day, you kiss her.
Damn.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
You ain't saying
you're someone, nigga. Like, I was so mad with this nigga, man. I said, I had words for him. Oh, I let him have it. He can't look at me to this day. He won't look at me. He big dumb nigga. Big dumbass nigga.
Maybe that's why.
Big
not your
goofy
friend,
motherfucker, man. We go to funerals and weddings. I look at him like, you a piece of shit. That's the first thing I said. Big dumbass nigga. You say hi everybody in my family but me.
We gotta do better, man.
Hey, Wiki.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, you dummy.
We gotta do better.
Come lips. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Got another nigga to the in your mouth, nigga. Okay, fuck, respect you, nigga. The fuck out of here, man. I try to save him, but he want to be saved. Don't save him. He don't want to be saved. Don't save him.
Are you guys drinking out of soup cups?
Yes.
Are you judging
carry
us?
On.
Yes. It's a gourd.
Let's make sure.
We didn't ask you.
Did not.
Yes.
Oh, what I think about this situation?
No, not this particular, but like, niggas not living in their truths.
Right.
Yeah, shit like that.
Well, you see it a lot in my generation. You know, I think we, as a generation, mine, struggle from, you know, that what you're talking about is that, you know, they flex on the gram that they got all this money and that they got all this, you know, access. And then you find out at a school that they ain't shit.
Motherfuckers like got free lunch, bro.
For real?
You can't afford no Whoppers, nigga. You ain't buying no chicken sandwich, nigga. The 50 cent cookies like the broke kids.
Yeah. Straight up. Like, they be doing it a lot, too. Like, they don't, and the worst part is that they don't stop because they think it's all a game. And then when it catches up to them, they fold.
It's like nobody sees them.
For real.
Yes. Fuck them fake friends.
G.I. Joe ass.
Which yeah, boy. Okay. So I saw this shit online. And I figured that, you know, we're niggas with opinions. Ricky, are there any things that you haven't told us that would cause one's black card to be revoked. What about you is worthy of getting your nigger card stripped? Do you like Barry Manilow? What is it?
I love country music.
Whoa. Black people invented country music.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay. So that doesn't count. All right.
You're hungry.
No, aside from that, that's why I asked you for the patties. You ignored me.
You want to smell something cooking? Valinda, you have any black card revocation?
Yeah, get back to me. Let me take Ben. Let me take the Benson approach.
Get back to me. I wasn't prepared for this question. Get back to me.
My whole existence is a black card being revoked.
Oh, that's right. You're from fucking Indiana.
I'm not from a damn place. No. I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on. We were talking the other day about how you answer questions, and I was like, no matter when we ask you questions, you're never ready for it. Ben, what is 1+1? Wow. I wasn't really ready for this
even
question.
Even though you plus and Ricky and Chris and the guest answered, I wasn't ready for this question.
Wow, I need a moment to really think about
it. Hold on. Come back to me. Ben, there's nobody else to get back to. You're the...
that deep breath... It's iconic.
That deep breath. So Ben's deep breath. Ben's sigh is an iconic sigh. That is an iconic sigh.
I got something for you. All right.
No, scoot up, nigga.
Nah, this the same nigga who skate every fucking question.
Everyone, man, you plus it. Yeah, nigga.
PLUS. You. Yeah. You.
PLUS, nigga. Yeah, no, yeah, you, nigga. Get into that, nigga.
I ain't skated in a long time, but I've been here. I've been present. I ain't skating quite some time.
Oh, that's funny as fuck. But no, get back to me on that. But go ahead, Belinda. Answer the question, Valulu.
Just call me Belinda.
I said Belinda.
It's triggering, man.
My bad. I might have said Belinda. I'm drunk.
You did. Valulu. It's fine.
Girl. Go ahead, Valulu.
Ooh.
Belize.
That Belinda's my name, guys.
Belize, take
Belinda
a
Belinda J specifically. What? Yeah, me as a person, I'm not 100% black. I love musicals. I listen to High School Musical regularly.
Oh wow.
I'm a Disney
trash.
Channel girl. Yuck. Fuck you.
Yo, Corbin Blueface ass.
I don't like Corbin Blue. He gives me the heebie jeebies.
He should. Yeah.
So you watch
like he's
Glee?
A rapist.
What?
Not so much Glee. Glee was kind of corny. In high school, I was in show choir.
I like Glee.
So there's that.
Actually.
Yeah, once Corey died.
So you like Rent?
Oh my God, yes.
So you're probably so going to be the people to go out to watch Cats on opening night.
Yes, by myself. Nobody wants to. Anybody want to go? Anybody?
No, I never fuck with Cats.
Oh, wow.
No.
That's right. I'm not watching. And The Heights is coming out.
Next. You're on your own. You're on your own. But have a good time.
Great. I'm planning a trip to New York to see Hamilton if anybody wants to join me.
Plus it's New York. Maybe he will.
To see Hamilton. You will not disrespect Hamilton. You will not disrespect. No, because then I would never talk to you again. It's fine.
Yeah, because I would disrespect you.
Yeah, so. Stay in your lane. Stay where you are.
The fucking half niggas rapping. I'm not going for it.
You're not going to get me like you get Ricky.
Almost got
you're
you.
Not,
you suck.
Yeah.
I
am an adult. Right. I know how to. Sorry.
Was that a shot at me? I'm not an adult.
Yeah, I took it back. I retract my statement.
It's too late.
You took a shot. It's fine.
Calling us children.
It's fine. It's fine.
I love her either way.
I don't think I've ever seen the color purple. I have no desire to.
You are the resident comedian / actor on this fucking show. You've not seen the color purple. Are you serious?
I know the references. I get it. I get it. Until you do right by me, blah, blah, blah. You told so-and-so to beat me. I've heard the jokes. I understand it.
Wow.
I don't need to see it to understand it. I know it.
That's insane.
I don't think
it's a good movie. Slavery,
yeah,
the typical slavery bullshit.
Slavery, right. Yeah. You've seen one of them.
It's roots all over again.
Are you a Danny Glover fan?
Danny's okay.
Okay.
I really don't eat any of the nigger pies, sweet potato.
Me too.
Pecan, pumpkin, whatever. I don't fuck with them. I don't think they're great. That's insane. There are tons of nigger size I don't fuck with. I think sweet potato is fucking awful.
Do you like apple?
Apple's okay, but it's more like white, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
apple's white pie, but it's delicious.
Oh. Fuck. Did you ever drink Kool-Aid?
I love it.
Okay. Watermelon soda.
I need it.
Grape soda.
I need it.
Great
Jolly Rancher.
Grape anything.
Okay, perfect.
Grape Escape from Wet Willie's. That's good.
Damn, what are some other black things?
Cornbread?
Did you ever at one point in your life smoke Black and Milds?
From like ages 16 to 19.
Okay. All right. He's okay.
Pass all the steps. All right. I can keep my card.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
For me, I already figured out what it was. I enjoy a good opera. I'm a big three tenors fan.
What the fuck is?
I'm not even there.
Yeah, I'm a big three tenors fan. They're great. And if I'm really, really super, super stressed, I will listen to Chopin or Beethoven. I really enjoy their work. They are masters. That's real music. But yeah, I enjoy the three tenors.
Only fucking Beethoven I know is like a German Shepherd.
No.
No.
Is my Black Car Revolt for that?
St. Bernard? St. Bernard.
Oh. Yeah. No,
it's
definitely Saint Bernard. Your black card isn't revoked only because you eat hot sausages.
Oh, my God.
And then,
oh, my God.
I'm going to revoke
to me.
I'm going to revoke your black card because you know species of dogs.
I lived in Indiana for 12 years.
Oh, yeah, you ought to be. Oh, you can't. Never mind.
Have you ever been there?
I'm going. I'm taking the whole family.
Why?
Bring protection.
Oh, wait. Do they still have the steel mill?
Are you going to Gary, you son of a bitch?
I'm taking it to Michael Jackson's house, where the house that he was born in. Absolutely.
Is it still there?
I want to take it.
It is still there.
Too.
It's gated off. It's
It's an actual thing now. It's
last time I went, there was a cop sitting outside. I'm not going to lie. Nobody was there.
It's the house that Michael Jackson was like born in.
I want to see the room where he beat Mike. I want to see where it happened.
Beautiful.
I want to feel the history.
Middle of the hood.
Before I die, I'm going to tell my children there, and I'm going to go to Neverland. I'm going to go. Yeah. I wanted to go there as a child, but my parents didn't want me to for whatever fucking reason.
Rape. That's the reason.
No, it's
not. Little boys got raped.
No, your dreams came true there.
What the fuck?
Your dreams
keep going. I want to see this live. Keep going. Do it.
Did you hear him? He didn't know why. For some strange reason.
No, I know why. I know why they didn't go, because my parents were poor. They couldn't afford. That's all it was. Had nothing to do with rape. There's no rape happening.
Did you hear him?
Liar.
He just is a liar.
You're a fucking liar, man.
Plus, you were lied to your whole life about Michael Jackson. I'm here to tell you that all those things were lies. Oh, goodness gracious, food. Oh, bless you, my vegan brother.
What's this?
Oh, it's vegan shrimp, brought to you by none other than the Vegan Trap House. You know what I'm saying? The Vegan Trap Lord. So if you want the best vegan food in outside Florida, plus take it away. You did such a good job. While I eat this vegan.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I've been called worse by you, motherfucker.
Come to Vegetarian Delight, where you can get the best vegan food this side of the Mississippi. All right, that is 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Come through, new menu every day on you fuck niggas. Updating that menu. We got breakfast, we got the porridge, we got the ackee, we got some. If you want a good old fashioned Jamaican vegan breakfast, pull up. Have a good ass time. I said Jamaican. Jamaican. Goddamn Jamaicans. Pull up, man. Okay, same place. Vegan Trap House. It's a good time. Come through where everybody knows your name. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Song of the Week is Cheers.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Everybody knows your name.
So, once again, the Vegan Trap House. Vegetarian Delight.
It's located at 6060. Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. If you want to call ahead of time, phone number is 954-241-7402. I advise that you call ahead of time because the lines are super, super long.
It be booming.
You know, it's crazy. You pull up here and you go over here. Chris is here because I'm like, oh, man, I got you. You good. I'm like, so you think that you're going to get ahead of the line. Nah, that nigga make you wait.
No.
He going behind him. Like, the line is wrapped around the building. So I urge you, if you're in a rush, to call this phone number, 954-241-7402, and place your order so that way by the time you pull up, your order's ready for you to go. The food is delicious, man. He has vegan shrimp. He has the vegan patties. He has the southern fried chicken sandwich. He has the vegan chili. What else he got? Got chickpeas.
The return of the vegan grill.
Oh my goodness gracious. It's amazing. Oh, and he has juices too. He got like these juices. Oh, amazing. He got the creams. You're just a one-stop shop, Chris. I've came here before. I've shit here. I've eaten here. I've slept here. I've
okay. This commercial was just 30 seconds too long. Just now, you made it too long.
What I said?
Everything was perfect right before you said that you shat here. Cut the music. Cut the fucking music. What are you doing? My bad. How was that promo? I've shat here.
I'm sorry.
What are you promoting? The toilet paper here?
The vegan toilet paper is amazing. It feels so good in the crack of my ass.
You know, I have an audition really tomorrow morning that I've not rehearsed for. I just realized.
Audition for what? A movie?
Yeah.
A guy who doesn't watch movies. Actually, what movie you seen?
Son of a bitch.
I don't watch movies. I just make them.
Hey, shouts out the homie from Broward, Bertrand Boyd. He was in Queen and Slim. The movie may be kind of old now, but he did a great job in that fucking movie. If you haven't seen it, definitely go give it a gander.
Yeah, we never bigged him up for that.
Yeah, but he did a great job. I've done like two shows with him. He's a good dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He seemed pretty cool.
He's a spoken word artist.
Yeah.
All right, let's have some fun here. We haven't done one of these in a while, so let's go this or that. Mm. Yeah, because fucking DM Diaries taking over our hearts.
Bro, people are just randomly sending us DM Diaries on Twitter.
Sometimes it's not even theirs. They just sending us their fine DMs and they send them to us.
They're like, NWO, look at this.
Yeah, boy, look at this DM. Get a load of this one.
I'll take those two.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Dry keep them coming, crying. Guys. Keep them coming.
Just one of those days.
From anybody?
Just yes. One of those days. Dry crying. Nigga.
This is what happens when we eat during the podcast.
You see this nigga, he stopped working to go pick up shrimps.
Fuck it.
You ready?
Yes.
You are now listening to the NWO podcast.
That's puberty.
Dad, what's your podcast?
I swear, yeah.
This or that. This or that. This or that. This or that. This. That.
Manula.
Crick. Crack.
I swear, yeah.
That.
I swear, yeah.
Rick. Rap.
We are sorry.
Big.
Technical bit difficult.
Big. Cat.
I swear, yeah.
Sis. Rap.
We some fuck ups.
Big. Wow.
I swear, yeah.
Menula. I actually don't mind that.
Yeah, fuck it.
Niggas get hungry and just throw caution to the wind.
Listen, fuck caution, right?
Just try to do whatever the fuck.
Try, cry. I'm wise in my head. Better season, guys. Look, Jesus, I was talking about TV shows, but you are NBA. Ready to go.
Wow.
Better season, Snowfall or Godfather of Harlem?
Haven't watched either yet.
This came from Dark Refined Melanin on the Twitter.
Haven't watched either
I'm
one.
I'm a diehard. To me, the best show in the last 2 or 3 years is Snowfall.
Right.
It's not even close. What that the young nigga Franklin and them boys is doing is just...
Bro, I spend my time watching Snowfall, waiting for him to slip up with at least one British word. But nigga's impeccable.
Impeccable.
I've been waiting for one bloke, mate, and that should never come out.
It's just crazy.
Break yourself, mate. Never.
It's just crazy
never.
To me. It's just crazy to me what happened to Mel. Full on crackhead.
Oh, that shit was disgusting.
That shit was sad.
That shit must hurt. To watch the woman you love turn into a fiend.
Oh, and then you had to kill her daddy.
Spoiler, oh fuck it. If you haven't seen it,
yeah, man, come on, you
get it. Cable. Fuck out of here.
I mean, it's been off for a while. I just started watching Godfather. I'm on episode 3. It's a really good show.
I just started. And I kind of understand when people can say that you can get into Forrest Whitaker being a bad guy. I can't stop looking at his eye.
I want to throw a third hat into the race because Ben brought it up earlier. Now, I haven't seen either 3 of these shows, but I think the one Ben brought up would be much better than the both of those you niggas are talking about.
Arthur?
Nope. Talking about Watchmen?
Facts.
Oh.
Nah, I haven't seen either 3 of them, but I think seen Watchmen yet. Way better than both of them shit y'all talking about.
I ain't
about.
Seen it, but it ain't fucking with Snowfall.
I've seen a million TV shows about niggas and drugs. I'm good.
And not with this.
I would give a slight edge to Snowfall, only because the actual skill of acting, I could see that a lot more in the show of Watchmen than as opposed to the Watchmen show.
It's a bigger range. I can see that.
Yeah. Pretty much the only person who really has acting chops in that show is Regina King.
But we talking about just acting or like the quality of the entertainment going on.
Snowfall. No, I'm telling you, that shit is...
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know.
When you watch it, you're going to understand why.
You'll like it.
You'll like it.
Have you seen The Watchmen, Valinda? No?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about right
now. Okay.
Any of the shows that we mentioned?
None.
Okay, so Valinda has no Wi-Fi at home.
First of all. Definitely do.
All right. No Wi-Fi. We've now gotten to the point where we're going to get to the party. The party that is the DM Diary section. This part of the show is where we ask our lady listeners to submit their weirdest, most vilest, most entertaining DMs to some real niggas so that we can get these bitch-ass boys the attention they so desperately seek out. So, Ben, if you will, do not get sauce on me, because, pause.
You can use a little sauce. Then.
Fuck you, bitch.
I'm so slight.
Whenever you can, Ben, please drop that music. Hey, little bitch-ass nigga. So you thought you was going to pull your pants down, take a picture of your dick, send it to everybody, huh? We got you, bitch. Got you, bitch. Hey-o, you are a weirdo.
You are a weirdo.
Sending pictures of your dick. We gon' tell,
we gon' tell
your secrets,
oh,
your secrets. Now save with us,
save with
we gon' tell,
we gon' tell
your secrets.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa. You just became a victim of the DM diary. get it started here. First DM, he says, how are you doing, my sugar baby? 1:15 a.m. Let me see this nigga's face. Oh, about a 35-year-old white guy. Mm-hmm. Hello, 1:58 a.m. She says, at 1:58 a.m., if I didn't reply the first time, I'm not interested.
He like goes, your reply.
1:59 a.m. Okay, I'm sorry. Where are you from originally, baby?
Conversation started.
She goes, are you dumb?
Yes.
That's where it stops.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
I am dumb. And you started talking back to me. So you know what? You're dumb, too.
You're dumb.
Stupid.
This next guy is a fucking piece of work. It says 10:13 p.m. So all these messages back to back because there are no other time slots. It says, hey, you rim job niggas, question mark? Because that tongue looked powerful.
Wow.
I want them toes suffocating my cock.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. What a fucking weirdo.
She didn't even accept it, though, the pain.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Ma'am, wow. You are a queen.
I want them toes. What does that even mean? How do you suffocate your cock with toes?
With toes, bro.
Disgusting.
How does somebody's tongue look powerful, though? That's what I
want
to know.
No, my thing is, you see a good tongue, you say, I don't want head. I want to.
No. Bless. You're being
you rim
kind.
Job, niggas?
You being kind, dog. When you look at a tongue, the only evaluation that you give to it is whether or not it's long.
Or,
this shit don't look powerful.
Or, did you brush that motherfucker? Because some motherfuckers be sticking their tongue out, shit be white as fuck. Brush your goddamn tongue.
That's insane.
PSA, motherfucker.
Bro.
These niggas ain't got no chill, man. I need you niggas to acquire some cooth, bro. Real shit.
My man just jumped out with the eat my ass, like, Croiky, out right? the window.
Croiky.
That's insane, bro. How you talk to somebody like that? Like, before you, he said hi?
No, bro, the nigga just, oh yeah, he did. He said, hey, first message.
That's
next
crazy,
three,
bro.
Next three words. You rim job niggas, question mark?
Hey. That's how do you go there with that?
Not even, could you rim job me? You wanna, do you be rim jobbing niggas? Where can I sign up?
That nigga's a fucking cereal killer, dog. He puts milk in after he put in the cereal.
Damn, G. And of course, he's one of these shirtless niggas on the gram.
Who else?
They're the worst ones. Bunch of Reggie ass niggas.
All right.
Okay. I'm not my friend like that.
Next one says, "Hey, what's up? I got a question." I'm sorry. It's, "Hey, what's up, sexy? I got a question." 3:39 a.m. She accepted the request. 3:40, he said, "You got a beautiful body." At 3:40, she goes, "Shoot, I'm assuming in response I can ask you a question." 3:42 a.m. "Can you sit on my face? Question mark. I love the way you look.
Shot.
You're beautiful all around." She goes at 2:42, "Thank you, but no." Mm-mm. Thank you.
No, keep going, bro.
Oh, she said thank you, but no.
His next.
She said thank you. What would you said after that?
But no.
She said thank you first.
His next message says, "You got a man? I want to smell your ass."
Legit.
Wait. Who said I want to smell your ass?
Did she say that?
Who did? Who was
that? No. Back to back, he says, "You got a man? I want to smell your ass."
Oh, okay. I thought she said, "You got a man." I thought she said, "In return, I want to smell your ass."
She goes,
"Nothing better."
She goes, "Bye." And then he goes crazy. "Let me smell it now. I want to come in you. Who you fucking with?
Whoa.
I want to smell your walls.
Whoa.
Put your panties to the side, motherfucker.
Cuz.
You suck dick.
Text rape.
Wake
text
that
rape.
Ass up,
text
bitch.
Rape. Text rape. Text rape.
Okay. So her responses
that's text
were.
Text rape.
Her responses were, shoot, he's shot, thank you but no, and bye. I don't think she did anything wrong.
She replied.
Shoot, thank you but no, bye.
She accepted his reply for conversation.
Okay. You're a single woman, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's see what he's talking about.
She told him to shoot.
He shot.
Shooter's gonna shoot. You can't tell a shooter he gonna get one shot.
He shot and he
the
missed.
Fuck
and she said,
you think this is?
He shot and he missed. She grabbed the rebound. She said, "Thank you, but no."
Next possession, nigga. I'm gonna get another turn.
Yeah, you got it.
The game don't stop right there.
And then she gave him the Kim and Matembo block by saying bye. Never respond after that.
Whatever.
I don't think she did anything wrong.
Don't respond in the first place.
It's easy to say that.
She didn't do anything wrong at all.
No.
But me. I'm not a woman, so I can't put myself in her shoes. But me, I'm going to block the person.
No, I'm sorry.
I have 157 blocked and muted accounts on Twitter. Come on now.
It's easy for us to say as men, oh, you shouldn't respond. Well, fine.
I'm not saying that she shouldn't respond.
No, I'm not saying I'm talking about you. I'm just saying in general, like, you can see the person say, oh, you shouldn't respond. But if you're going to respond, I think that's the right way to handle it. You say you got a question? Shoot. What's your question?
Mm-hmm.
He shot his question.
Yeah.
Thank you. No. Bye.
No, he's the creep. Clearly.
He responded after that. And she said, bye. And he went on and on. Nothing, got nothing after that. She didn't do anything wrong.
He's absolutely at fault.
I'm going to give you a chance to say what you got to say.
No.
You might be the love of my life. No. Who fucking knows?
Why?
What do you mean, why? Why? Why?
Did she find this nigga attractive?
Maybe. She told him to shoot. She might have found him attractive. But he fucked himself, so she gave him a chance to say, what is it that you have to say to me? He fucked himself. Thank you, bye. He kept going. She said bye and never responded again. I don't think she did anything wrong.
Bro, change your approach. All right.
She's the first one that responded that I'm not mad with.
Wait a couple weeks and try again. That's all I'm saying.
I usually say don't respond, but her, you good.
She said no, but
nah, that nigga's a creep.
Nah, he's a fucking creep. Sit on my face and all that. Come on, what the fuck? We spending more time on the girl responding when we should be fucking condemning the piece of shit.
That's what y'all niggas. I just said
I want to smell your ass.
What? It was so egregious. I thought maybe she had to say. There's no way he would have said that. I thought maybe she said that. No,
let me smell it now.
Oh, what?
All right. Text rape.
He's talking to himself.
I mean, and guys like.
Really? I'm not saying he was right. Because he committed text rape.
No, you can't talk to people like that via text message. This thing is a fucking creep. Like, all she did was say, shoot. Like, you say you had to ask me a question. My nigga, go ahead and ask your question. I'm not going to be rude. Go ahead and ask your question. No, you good. I'm straight. Bye. And she said bye to him. That's it. She never responded after that.
How horny do you just want to smell
You're
ass?
Still horny after saying thank you.
All you want to do is smell ass?
You're still horny?
That ain't horny. That's you're beyond sick.
That. What is that?
You're sick.
You want to smell ass, bro?
Sickening.
You want to smell doo-doo? You want to smell doo-doo?
No, because of all the things you can do to a woman, you want to spread her cheeks and sniff, brother.
Okay, playing devil's advocate. I just shit it on you. No, please. You want to smell doo-doo, let her play. I bet
you could lick a titty. You could lick a titty. You could do so much. You want to smell ass.
You all have the things you enjoy to do.
Let's sentence that nigga to death. Smell Lizzo's ass. Okay, let's see you try that. Smell that one.
Let's see you find your way out of that.
Smell that one.
There's not a Haitian nose in the world that has enough nose to smell that fucking ass crack.
Let's see if you can find your way out of that motherfucker.
There ain't no motherfucking way. That's a death wish.
Smell that one.
That's a death wish.
Take a whiff of that. That
big fucking long ass. Get the fuck out of here. Big fat goofy bitch.
Fuck out of here. Jesus Christ.
Ain't no Jesus Christ, nigga. Fuck that big hoe. I'm sick of her fucking shenanigans.
No, but you know what the crazier thing is? That she probably got niggas in her DM like that anyways.
You know, probably. Yeah, we're in her DMs. It's the regular niggas like us. That's what I'm saying. Ain't no, it's not crazy. It's the regular niggas like us. Yeah, fuck that. I understand what's going on, but she's still a goofy big hoe with a long ass crack. Like
long.
Really long ass crack. Like, that's just abnormally long. Like, stop with the shenanigans, Lizzo. Make your fucking music and go the fuck away. God damn it. You ain't gotta do all this extra shit. Sending your big stinky ass on a fucking, what's the fucking stable
center?
Keep
saying that a stink, and there's no evidence of that.
No.
There's no evidence of that.
No, the fact that he doesn't understand why I'm saying this. She took her big ass, right, and sat her big bare naked ass in stable center seats.
Stop right there.
In stable center seats.
Stop right there.
She put it on the counter. She put it so many places since then.
If you are okay with sitting your big ass on stable center seats, that lets me know all that I need to know about you.
That's the same.
All the fucking asses that sat on them seats. You don't know what's happening in them seats.
Coming from a guy who started using washcloths last week.
Okay, so I know stinky. What are we talking about here? I'm the expert when it comes to stinky.
Leave her alone. Leave her alone. I will call it. It's a big long ass crack. I will meet you there.
You can call me stinky for not wearing ass crack. But the minute I say Lizzo's fat ass is stinky, you are up in arms.
Her ass crack is longer than Haitian prayer. Her ass crack. That's just long, brother.
Ain't no way in hell she can wipe her fucking ass. Come on. She has to use a towel to wipe her ass.
A fucking paper stick.
A beach towel to wipe her fucking ass. The fuck out of here.
Woo.
I'm sorry.
That was a good one?
No.
All right. We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program. Ben, please, if you will.
Okay.
Hey.
Down.
Ass, don't you dare, a real nigga. Speed that bitch up, man.
Alright, fuck it.
Alright, ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Nigga. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Nigga. Ass, a real nigga.
Nigga.
You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black and fuck, boy. Like a gun trigger.
Nigga.
Nigga,
nigga,
follow me on Twitter.
Nigga,
bitch, you big on bigger. Nigga, know I'm quick to hit her.
Nigga,
we ain't got no spliffer.
Nigga,
and my nigga,
Lisa. Nigga, please.
Can you lend a nigga a joint?
Please.
All right. This question here comes from Pretty Redbone 24. It says here, what are the signs that you're falling in love?
Could it be I'm falling in love?
Valinda. Yep. What are your signs of lovemaking? Are you a Scorpio?
I'm actually a Gemini, so.
She had a limit to where she goes.
Watch your mouth, Ben.
She was so damn sexual.
You done? You good?
She said.
You got that up?
Tyrese. Okay.
Yeah? Done. All right, cool. Honestly, I don't know. I have no idea. Hmm? Not even in the slightest.
Oh,
you ever been loved before, guys?
If you can call it that. I mean, I was 14.
What were the signs? Like, how did you know it was coming? When did you realize, oh, shit, he got me?
I guess it's a safety thing. You're around that person and you can just be you. That's it. But again, I was 14, so I don't know.
Didn't even know who you were at the time, yeah?
Nope, still don't. That's crazy.
This nigga.
Mind you, I was married before. Was not that nigga, so. Really?
Isaac?
Was that me? Yeah.
I like that you knew that.
It was very quick.
Isaac?
To be honest, to really know when you love somebody or when that you found, you know, that connection, it's probably when y'all go to the movies together and react exactly the same to each scene. Like some shit like that.
Remember, he's 18.
No, because what he's speaking to is having, I guess, like being in sync, being on one accord.
No,
they're speaking to a bigger concept.
It's real.
Movies is the vehicle that he used.
Yeah, it's real.
I mean, being in sync is a thing.
Let's hear from Chris. I want to hear from a married nigga.
That was a married nigga.
Y'all gonna think I'm trolling, bro. What's the question?
I didn't know you were in love.
Oh. Shit, man. When you're willing to sacrifice, like, your personal everything for someone else's happiness, for their safety, for whatever it takes to make that person enjoy the best out of life. When you find that one other person.
You buy that, Richard?
You buy that? It wasn't for sale, motherfucker.
You buy it? Buy it?
You buy that load of trash, you buy it?
I don't buy it.
No, I'm joking.
I fucking
hate these guys.
What else? Like, what's bigger than sacrifice?
Right.
So, I mean, I dig it. What are the signs when you're falling in love, Richard?
Signs of when you're falling in love. Let's see. Your behaviors change. Things that used to matter to you don't matter no more. You're willing to take on more than you ever thought you'd want to take on. And if you fall in love with this woman, whatever she comes with, you're willing to make it yours. So you take on that burden. That's how you know you're falling in love.
Her and her four kids?
All four of them.
That's beautiful.
Yuck.
So hold on, wait, because I want Plus to answer the question.
Oh, yeah, he's going to. He's next.
Fuck face he's, ass nigga.
Yeah, come on.
Thought you would have reached for your phone.
Chris has been sick of your
this
shit.
This nigga
the last
wants to reach for his
weeks.
Phone.
Chris has been sick of your shit.
My oh, man. Hey, my man.
I just want to be aware of the
people
want to
know.
That's
it. That's
the
it.
The people want to know.
Ben didn't we even can answer.
Yeah, we get to Ben.
It's hilarious because we can hear when you're about to skate. Every time.
You can hear where I'm about to skip.
You can see it.
All right, like, now.
Pause that bit.
It's the mannerisms.
As somebody who listens, can you hear when the skate happens?
Yes.
Are you mad that everybody else misses the skate?
Yes, and I'm so thrilled every time Chris brings it back.
It's like an inside joke between me and the listeners, because they can hear the skate coming.
It's like the first person is tapering
it's
off.
It's happening
of their
right now.
He's
a Nancy Kerrigan. Make him answer the fucking question.
Plus thinks he's Nancy Kerrigan. And then he can fucking skate his way out of here. But guess what? I'm Tonya Harding. Yeah, bitch.
I know what that means.
Oh,
fucking roll bounce, bitch.
Go ahead, Les. Go ahead, Les.
Almost hit y'all with the 1-2 just
sir,
now, boy.
When you are in a relationship, at what point do you decide it's time to fuck it up? I'm starting to love her.
Hmm? That's not the question. Let me read the question. let me read the question. The question says, what are the signs that you're falling in love? That's what the question says. In my specific case, I guess my love is a little possessive and protective. So it's like when I start seeing myself like concerned more than I was before, or like feeling the need to follow up, make sure you're home, make sure you're safe, make sure that you're okay. Like when those things happen, I know that there's a fucking problem on my hands. I need to distance myself from this person. Mm-hmm. So those are the signs. Little bitch. Ben, what are the signs when you're falling in love? It's the falling in love.
Uh-oh. You made me stop the song, bitch. You don't recognize good music. Oh, timeless
he
music.
Doesn't. He doesn't recognize good music and the good people. If
I would say it's kind of like a playoff of the concern. Like when you more so think of that person first, just as much as you think of yourself, if that makes sense, because you can still put yourself first, but you also consider how your actions may affect that person. When you're trying to implement some type of consideration as to their well-being, whether it be physically, monetarily, or emotionally, I think you're falling in love, my friend.
I think you're
falling in love, my friend.
I think you're falling for the old one too, my friend. That's just a tragedy, bro. Oh, man.
Bro, that was what? Really ratchet. I'm so sorry.
Why? I didn't take herself? You as a sticking the tongue out type of person. For the listeners out there, we just took a selfie, and Valinda J, she proceeded to put her hands up in the air as if she did not care, and she had peace signs up and her tongue out.
Only thing you didn't do was go, ah.
Nah, I get that. That's too much for me.
I didn't take you for that type.
I want that. I don't know. Airdrop it.
I got you.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right.
We're on the show.
I asked this real question on IG, but I deleted my IG. This question comes from chapter29_SS. Is Little Haiti being gentrified because it sits higher in elevation? Apparently, the rich white neighborhoods are losing value because they sit in flood zones. Are those infidels, I mean, the Chinese investors buying up the block? How do you feel about that? I think Little Haiti is being gentrified not only because of the sea level, but also because of the proximity to 95, to Bayside, to Wynwood, to the arena. Geographically, it's a perfect place for access. I'm sorry they let niggas have it this long, honestly. But in the Netherlands, so they're super green because they have like a bunch of like rivers and moats all around their streets. But like that shit is literally maybe a foot or two away from hitting their streets. They're about to be underwater literally any fucking year now. I don't know how they're going to sustain that shit.
Isn't Florence like that too?
I don't know how they're going to sustain that
shit. That's in Italy, right?
Oh, yeah. Italy, yeah.
And then like Florida isn't too far away, bro. Like eventually, like we're losing more and more beach every year. The sun is barbecuing the fucking Arctic ice caps, and they're melting, releasing more water, and we're going to swag surf ourselves into a fucking oblivion.
Shit.
But it's going to happen in Eli's grandkids' generations. Not my fucking issue. Not my problem. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck my grandkids. Fuck them.
I mean, I think a part of it has to deal with the fact that, to me, in my opinion, South Beach and the clubs down there, that whole wave is dying. Like, people aren't really so interested in going to the clubs in South Beach. Not in my circles. You have areas like Wynwood popping. You have other surrounding areas popping.
And then Fort Lauderdale's a place now.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale is actually a place. The wharf actually erected another location in Fort Lauderdale. And that's because, I mean, people are over living that pretentious ass, that superficial ass lie, that facade that is South Beach. Like, people aren't really engaging in that so much more. So, I mean, why not buy property in those areas? To me, it's a win-win situation. It only makes sense.
We still rocking. Anybody have any other contributions to make to this? In regards to why the Chinese infidels are buying up the blocks in Little Haiti.
Yeah, because the Chinese understand that that's a piece of property that you can thrive off of and make money off of. And
that power surge is amazing.
And unfortunately, yeah, wow. It is. Yeah, it's, wow. Shit, everything's running still. But they understand. I mean, the Haitian people didn't take advantage of what we had. You know what I'm saying? I guess they slept on it. Like,
they bought rims and strippers.
They thought we were always going to have it. It was always going to be here. The Chinese people, like they're doing in Haiti. They come up and they're like, yo, this is a gold mine. We're going to buy all this shit up. We're going to buy up the block. We're going to buy, and then it'll flip the shit. So that's what's happening. It's gentrification.
And they're not only doing that shit over here. The shit is happening in Jamaica and in Haiti.
Worldwide.
They're buying this shit up.
And in Africa.
And they're getting the Haitians up out of there. It's not going to be Little Haiti very long. It's going to be Little Hong Kong soon.
And you know what's crazy? I've been watching YouTube videos about history and how, like, one nation kind of would take over another. Like, this is a new, less aggressive, less forceful way of colonizing. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not doing it with brute strength now. Now it's just money under the guise of help, right. Under the guise of economic stimulation.
Oh, you need a grocery store?
I got that. That's my shit, though.
That's how it happens. You need a laundromat?
They're colonizing with the money and resources that they have resources and access to that we're actually trying to get access to.
Right.
Oh, the game is fucked up, man.
They know how to do it, bro. Laundromats, the grocery stores, the gas stations, corner stores. They know exactly how to appeal to what niggas need in that area. And then what they do is they get the money, they present you with a nice little check and get you the fuck up out of there.
All right, we got our, we got the last two. Ask our nigga questions. Hi, so I'm listening to the podcast. Boy, do I love this podcast. Wish you guys to the mainstream or wherever podcasts go when they hit big. Can the song of the week be a Haitian song? I'm not Haitian, but I'm learning a few words to repeat, and I would love to hear a good Haitian song. I think we can do that today.
Actually, pause. I came here with a special request for Ben. I asked you for the Halloween party, and you said no. Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus.
You're fam.
Please.
Fam.
Please.
Fam.
Please. Come on.
I added that to my
drove
mix.
Hey, Ben, 40 let's talk minutes about to get how here. We actually played that, and people don't want to show up at the party when the doors open. They want to show
gonna
up fashionably
I'm going to counteract that and
late.
Say I have children
okay.
by myself.
That's cool. Your children made you fashionably late, but we played that thing.
She's a lieutenant, I guess.
We played the song, Lieutenant.
Benjamin, for me, please. I go 40 minutes.
All right. Her question is, do men like Papoose, quote-unquote, Ben,
they don't exist.
Really exist?
No.
Or is it just a plethora of fuckboys? I'm here to tell you the answer is yes. They both are true. I'm sitting here next to Ben. If Ben was a con artist, I would tell you. Ben's the real deal. He really is a nice person. I don't know where he comes from. However, there are more fuckboys out here. Like, for every Ben, there's 75 of us. So happy hunting, bitch. I'm sorry, not you. You don't deserve that. Just happy hunting.
I have to agree. Like, you know, there are those Papoose and those Bens out here, and listen, we all strive to be like Ben. It's just too hard. You know, like, I can't be as nice as he is and understanding and caring as passionate as he is. I don't understand why he's that way or how he got that way. Either way, that's neither here nor there. I wish you good luck on your quest. I'm sure you won't be successful, but if you are, good for you.
Don't listen to him.
Thanks for listening.
All right, There are plenty of me, I guess, out there. There is plenty of me out there. No, but listen. I'm about to flip it.
He knows he's a fucking catch.
I'm about to flip it. So there is plenty of me out there. However, you have a short window of time to find them before they actually flip. Because I only got one more motherfucker trying me before I actually flip the script on everybody.
Team fuckboy.
Okay, it's only one more left. I only got one more. I'm 31.
Team fuckboy.
I only got one more left. One more left.
Tell you something. If you flip the script,
God help the streets.
Cold summer.
God help the streets.
It's going to be a cold summer, man.
Cold year.
I'm going to go dust off my leather jacket from back in the day. And call the gang back up.
Pull the fur out. I got it, too.
I'm going to start a fight with Maya.
Tell them the band's getting back together. Big bye, bye. All right, listen. It's over for 6 months. Ben, let's go. You better be back here when I come back.
All right. Last question of the night comes from E-Man305 on Twitter.
E-Man?
Yeah. It's E-M-M-A-N.
Okay, I don't know if they say He-Man. I didn't know if they say E-Man.
Or Emin.
Iman.
Iman.
Thanks for listening. My nigga E, what up?
My nigga E. Hey, I got to ask a real nigga question. If you are dating 5 women, how do you make up your mind into who you're going into a relationship with?
Oh, fuck.
My question is, if you have 5 women, why choose?
Yeah, you got them right where you want them.
Like, you have 5 women.
Come on.
That should be the end of the question.
That's it. There's no question. Yo, you should have texted and said, hey, y'all boys, I got 5.
Okay, so we can tell you congratulations.
Yeah, yo, you're a real ass nigga. You real nigga of the week.
I thought the same thing.
Like, what are you asking us here, brother?
Unless you want to pick one.
No.
Don't pick one. You got a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you got Saturday, Sunday, the rest. What are you talking about?
Pick the ones that's...
Listen, you pick one because... They will conspire against you, okay?
All right,
they will rise up.
Don't listen to Benson. Don't listen to him.
Pick one.
Listen to me, Iman, E-Man.
Pick one.
E-Man. Emin, listen to me. You got 5, all right? So what you need to do is to mold these women into wherever you need them to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got your Monday. You got your Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You got your Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You got your Thursday. You got your Friday. Mm-hmm. All right? Now you got your Saturday and Sunday to rest. So you already know what you're working with. If you have enough money to fund these women and keep them happy, my brother, you have a beautiful situation. There's no reason to pick between. Why would you pick between? Why make your life hard and difficult and shitty? You're good where you're at. Stay where you're at. Keep them happy. And like I said, Saturday, Sunday, you have all that time to rest. Bust your nuts and have a good life.
Now, you've heard the buzzworthy answer. Let me give you the logical and the real life one. You pick one. You pick one
party pooper.
Because no one, okay, unless you live in fucking Utah, and I'm sure you don't, is not going to allow you to have more than one of her out there, and you're exclusive to just those 2 women. Not going to happen.
Ain't no nigga named E-Man living in Utah.
Even they're getting run out of Utah.
It's not happening. Are you a Mormon? Are you fucking Amish?
He's a little hater of Orlando.
Come on, bro. Move to Utah if you want to do that shit. All right? That lifestyle is out there for you. Right, you just got to move to
one
Utah.
One of them going to chop off his dick.
Live your life, dog. You're already doing it. I don't know why you're asking us for advice.
We ain't got it.
You got it under control, big dog.
Just make sure you let us know how to pronounce it. Is it E-Man, Iman?
Yeah.
Eman?
Watch the Lifetime channel. You'll see the reason why. Watch that shit.
Yeah.
It's a show called Snapped.
I used to watch it with my sisters. That shit was horrible. Terrible. That show was terrible.
Terrible.
This was a good episode, right?
I'm sorry. Richard ain't found a problem.
I was waiting. Did she say yes? You, I never seen anybody text that fast. You saw him?
I did.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Can I have
final thoughts? Damn, I had one. You guys get back to me.
That's so funny. That's funny as fuck. Chris, any final thoughts for the people?
Yeah, man. Make sure you hit up nwopod.com and purchase some merch. Sign up for our Patreon. Yeah, man. We're doing gang shit. So, you know.
A whole lot of gang shit. Ben, any final thoughts for the people? Good gravy.
I wrote this down randomly last week. I'm not sure how to formulate it into like a very, very like substantial final thought, but I jotted this down. Don't lead with your ass. I'm not a damn toilet. So just make sure that if you're out there looking for love, just go forward with your personality. I know niggas gonna clown me for that, but do that first. Because if you lead with your ass and you treat a nigga like he's a toilet, he gonna shit on you instead of you shitting on him.
My final thoughts is, don't shit on me. I'm not a toilet. But no. My final thoughts is, man, listen. Don't have sex, unprotected sex with a woman that you're not gonna make your wifey, because it's gonna lead to a lifetime of turmoil, and it's gonna fuck you over. Be very wise. Be, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you wanna have unprotected sex with her, make sure she's the one, or someone you can see you raising a child with.
Now you can sleep at night.
And then you can sleep at night.
No, now you can sleep at night.
Oh, no, I can sleep at night. I'm going to sleep at night regardless. I'm about to go have unprotected sex right now. I'm going to sleep like a fucking baby.
Unprotected. You already lost the fucking protection. You got a fucking snot-nosed jit running around here.
There you go.
You lost protection a long time ago, bro.
There you go.
My final thoughts for the evening is, if you want to be good at pulling out, you have to practice. So when you jack off, just jump back out before you bust a nut. Valinda, any final thoughts for the people this week? Just take a step back.
First of all, you need to add more length to your shorts. Go ahead.
These are
giggity.
Okay. Giggity, giggity. Cool. My final thought, I've been trying to figure out how to say this the entire episode, but Ricky, your fly is down, so fix that.
Thank you so much.
I didn't know how to bring it up without being weird, but here we are. Second final thought is parent your children. That's all I'm saying. I work with them. They bad as hell. So
the police will do it for you in the future.
They will get locked up. That is all. Follow me, Twitter, Instagram, Valinda J, not on Facebook. That's where I send my mom memes.
There you go.
Young Isaac, final thoughts today, sir.
Yo. It was a pleasure being on. And also check out the Absolute Tech Podcast. I'm on that with three of my college roommates, and you know, we just go at it in tech and aviation, and you know, the upcoming future. You know, so check that out up on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, or radios, or wherever you get podcasts nowadays.
Send us the link so we can promote that shit for you.
I got y'all. But yeah, it was a pleasure being on, and it's great seeing y'all.
Yeah, absolutely.
You, I guess, decided to give Valinda what she wants.
I have.
Yeah. Fuck.
Per Valinda's request.
Can you play it out? Can I hear this, please?
Put on some headphones.
We're going to play Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
In my jeans, in my car.
Well, thanks for listening to the NWO podcast.
Welcome to the city of Phoenix.
Huh?
I don't give a fuck the words off for that shit.
I hopped on the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of Phoenix. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. Crazy, everybody's so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio and the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song.
You're crazy.
Club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls on around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo.